All right, we've been discussing the Kedusha of the Beit Knesset. So previously we went through, we said that the Kedusha of the Beit Knesset, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha flows from the Aron, the presence of the Aron, which contains the Luchot. It's Luchot HaEidot, and it's called Mishkan HaEidot in the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Shul also gets the Kedusha from the fact that we have an Aron with the Sefer Torah in it. And then we went through different Rishonim, and it came out from some Rishonim, specifically the Reim and the Rambam, that the Kedusha of the Beit Knesset is Doraisa, it's from the Torah, has the Kedusha, and it's based on the idea of the Pasuk, Bahilahem the Mikdash Ma'ad, I'll be for Klal Yisrael, a small Beis HaMikdash. So then Rev Schechter, in a couple of places, in his article, he says that when we say the Shul is a Mikdash Ma'ad, so what is the difference between the level of Kavod and Yira that's due in a Shul and due in the Beis HaMikdash? So the Rav spoke about this, this Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori. Every year the Rav would give a very long Shiur lasting several hours on the Yortzeit of his father on Kimmel Shvat, and a number of the Shiurim were collected in these volumes, Shiurim L'Zecher Avi Mori. So one of the Shiurim, he says that in the Beis HaMikdash, in other words, both the Beis HaMikdash and a Shul is an encounter with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We were feeling Hashem Shechina. If you go to the Beis HaMikdash, you would feel His presence there as well. And the Shul, you also feel the presence of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's like you're entering Hashem's home. In other words, you're entering the house of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, in the Shul, it's Kibyachol, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is entering our home. In other words, this is the home that we've built for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the difference between the two? So here the Rav referred to a Gemara, Masechet Brachot, on Daf Samakilo. So the Gemara says that, Elam Arava ki beito, la beito, a kapandari kapit inish, a rekiku minol lo kapit inish, af beit knesset, kapandari ga'as, a rekiku minol shari. So the Gemara learns that with the Beis HaMikdash, I'm not allowed to walk in with shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is a level of Yira that I'm chayav in. But the Gemara says that the shul is more similar to a person's house in the sense that things that are makbid, not to do in my house, so I shouldn't do in the shul. So let's say kapandaria, I'd be upset if somebody took a shortcut through my house. When my next door neighbor wants to make a shortcut to the other neighbor's house and he walks through my house, I'd be upset about that. So too with the shul. If you make a kapandaria through the shul, that's bad news. But with the in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a chiyuv of yira. So kapandaria, anything is prohibited in the shul is prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash. But there are other things that are prohibited in the Beis HaMikdash that aren't prohibited in the shul. So here, Rav Schechter writes that it was common practice at the time for one to remove the galoshes, like boots, before entering his house. In other words, sometimes, this is going back a while. I guess people maybe don't do this anymore. People used to wear like boots over their shoes. Do you remember? Like, where maybe they do it a little bit now. So, like, that's the way I interpret it. So he's saying that you would take the boots off before you walk into the house. Like, leave the boots outside and then you come into the house. So similarly, if that's the situation, you should do that also with the shul. And then he says, since most people would not permit a guest in their house to pace back and forth. In other words, let's say I'm in my house. I have a guest there. He wants to pace, I don't know, between the kitchen, the living room, the dining room, and then back and forth. I'd say, please don't do this. It's like, I don't like the pacing. So the Rav said the same thing. Like, some people like to pace in the shul or whatever. They pace out to mark their territory or something like that. So that's not appropriate to do in a shul. Now, he quotes this, a piece of Torah from, and he quotes this also in his Sefer Mipnine Arav. This is also from a Schechter. In the name of Reb Chaim, this is Reb Chaim Soloveitchik. There's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. We said that one of the 10 miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash was Omdim Tzufufim Umishtachavim Revachim, that people would stand up and they'd be like crushed. Like, it was such a big crowd in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara, so Omdim Tzufufim. So I'm standing and it's like I feel the crush of people. But then Mishtachavim, when I would come to bow down, I have lots of room. So that would be the miracle. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said that this is like sort of like like a little bit, not quite a joke, but like, you know, he's saying that the miracle is not only the second part of the statement, Mishtachdim Ravachim, the miracle is also Omdim Tzefufim, meaning that a lot of Talmidei Chachamim, they like to pace, they like to do these other things, so when they're Omei, they were Tzfufim, so they weren't able to pace. In other words, that was Bekavana, that they're Omdim Tzfufim, and it shouldn't be like that. Okay, now, the Rav also has a piece where he makes the same distinction between Shabbos and Yontiv. The Mechaber brings down, based on the Yerushalmi, that I can't wear weekday clothing on the Shabbos or Yontif. By the way, you know, one idea that came up, and this is somebody in the Beis Medrash, Rav Yonatan Drori, he was mentioned to me, but, you know, a lot of people, like, through this whole COVID thing, you know, people have adopted sort of like the minhag, I like davening at home. I like being at home. You know, I got into a whole new cycle. You know, a whole new idea. You know, I don't need minyan. I don't need everything. I love davening in my house. So besides losing out on the minyan, but you're losing out on this makom hakadosh, the Beit Knesset. It's just a ha'ara to me. Anyway, so we're just doing two more minutes. We're looking for shkia, and then we'll wrap it up. So he made a similar distinction between Shabbos and Yontif. So Shulchan Aruch, based on Yerushalmi, says you shouldn't wear weekday clothing neither Shabbos or Yontif, which is an important thing to be madgish. Like, it's wrong to wear weekday clothing on Shabbos or on Yontif. You know, on Shabbos and Yontif, you should be dressed like you're going to a wedding. It's just, I don't know, it's like I see people, you know, doing other things these days. He says here, so, but Yontif clothing should be superior to the Shabbos clothing. Yontif is even better than Shabbos. So the Rav explained that on Yontif, there's an obligation to appear before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lifnei Hashem, Aliyah LeRegel, in his Beis HaMikdash. So when you visit the king in his royal palace, in other words, the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's home. So when I visit the king in his royal palace, so then I have to really dress up, you know, pull out or whatever. What do they say? All the nines, whatever, things like that. What is it?
Faputz.
Well, all right, I don't know about that. Now, but on Shabbos, when we greet the Shekhinah, like Kivyachol, the Shekhinah is coming to visit us in our home. So in Achinami, so we have to dress nicely, but it's my house. At the end of the day, it's my house. So I don't have to quite do it, you know, the same way. Okay, you know, I think I'm going to wrap it up, but I'll talk more about this thing between Shabbos and Yontif. It's an idea that Rav brought up, and it comes up with other things as well. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts? Rebbe, yeah, what's up?
One thing, the miracle is that they don't annoy each other.
All right. Okay, it's a different shot. Okay. Rebbe, Tanu B'Kashmir, stop you from the year.